Our guest at the cafe this morning is Emily Porter, the president of the Bonham Economic Development Board and chairman of the Bonham Tourism Advisory Committee. Emily's involved in all kinds of things in Bonham. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. Good morning to you. How are you doing?
Great. And we're going to be talking with Emily from time to time about things going on in Bonham and Fannin County. Before we got started, you were telling me that in terms of economic development, you're seeing a good deal of interest in Bonham lately.
Oh, yes. We've had a lot of interest in Bonham, especially with the courthouse being restored. The restoration should start sometime the latter part of this year, and everybody's excited about that.
Now, I was talking real briefly with Mayor Floyd about that last time we visited, and we kind of ran out of time, but the voters approved a pretty major renovation of the Fannin County Courthouse last year?
Yes, they did. We're going to put it back like it was in the 1800s before they had a big fire and burned the third floor off of it. And it's been remodeled a couple of times since then, but it's really going to be a wonderful addition to our town. It's going to look gorgeous when it gets finished.
Now, was the exterior, the original exterior, different from what we see now?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Really?
Yes, it was. What you see now is was actually created in the 50s, mm-hmm. when everything had to look modernistic.
Right.
And they went in and took slabs of some type of composite material and glued them to the outside of that white stone building, and which made it look sort of an imitation marble look,
right?
And squared it up where it had great big cupolas on a huge one on top with a clock tower, and then columns down the front, and it looked, and it was three story. Right now it's two story.
So you're going to add a story to the.
Going to add a story.
Are you familiar with the courthouse in Sulphur Springs, the Hopkins County Courthouse?
I am not. No, not really.
What you're describing sounds almost like it would. The original appearance would have been very similar to that courthouse in Sulphur Springs, and if that's the case, that's a beautiful building.
Well, I'll have to just go and check that
okay.
out.
Okay, but you're returning it to the original.
Yes,
design.
It's going to have a courtroom that will be two-story, have a balcony in it, and going to have stairs that will go back upstairs like it used to when I was a kid, and had brass rails on the top of the stairs. It's going to really, really be nice.
And that is then driving some interest, some new interest in downtown.
It really has. You know, all of a sudden people are looking at buildings that we've been trying to get restored for a long time.
Good, good. We're talking with Emily Porter. Emily is president of the Bonham Economic Development Board and chairman of the Bonham Tourism Advisory Committee, and we're going to be visiting with her from time to time. Emily, there's something called the Bonham Visioning Plan, which you've been working on among other people that is progressing and looking ahead
yes.
to the future.
Yes, we're really excited about looking into the future and trying to guess how much growth we're going to have and exactly what we need to have to do that. We've been looking at extraterritorial jurisdiction extensions and looking at water and sewer plans and looking at rezoning different parts of the town, and then just clearing up zoning in different areas so that it's very clear what we would like to have there with the growth that we'll have coming.
And you are looking for growth coming up from...
We're looking for growth because it's coming right down 121 at us.
Yeah. We're going to run out of time here before long, but there's some events coming up that you can talk about as far as tourism is concerned. And I didn't know this, but March is Women's History Month, and uh-huh. you're having an event and, in fact, a month-long thing going on at the Rayburn House there.
Yes, Mr. Sam Rayburn, who was Speaker of the House longer than any other speaker in history so far, his home is in Bonham, and for Women's History Month, they're really going to be emphasizing that his sister, Miss Lucinda Rayburn, was his hostess in Washington when he was there.
But that you're having an open house, and this is Saturday, March 4th?
Saturday, March the 4th, and it's from 10 to 2.
And then there'll be some sort of display that'll be ongoing.
And it will be open all month with the display, and they'll have an open house with tours of the house and show you the different rooms where the ladies stayed when they were in the house. Miss Lou's room is full of beautiful dresses that she wore when she was his hostess in Washington for the parties.
Emily, this has covered a lot of ground here in a short amount of time, and we'll do it again soon. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
Over the telephone line, Emily Porter with the Economic Development and Tourism Committee, both in Bonham. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.